All right, you can hear me?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. Yeah, so we want to give a presentation about our project that we have been working on for a while now. And we'd love to have some more input from others and hopefully have some good discussion about it, which is about building a multi-protocol stack based on open source components. Just very briefly about ourselves. My name is Günter Deschner. I work for IBM. I'm also part of the Samba team since a long time. And I've been dealing with all kind of aspects with Samba in the past, mostly with Active Directory integration, these sorts of things, but just recently also now with building an SMB product based on clustered file systems. In the beginning, we were doing this with Cluster, where also Anup played an important role. And now we are building an SMB layer on top of CephFS, which just got G8. And I manage a team of engineers looking into these integration aspects for IBM.
Yeah, I'm Anup. I'm basically working under Gunther. So as I mentioned, I'm also a Samba team member in upstream and focused on the VFS layer of things, basically the integration to the distributed file systems. Yeah.
Okay, so what is multi-protocol? What do we really understand with this term? Even the term itself, sometimes it's written with a white space, sometimes we're not. I just have my own convention. So it's all about concurrent access to storage over standardized network access protocols. So you have one storage solution, and you have a well-established list of network access protocols, which we all know, and you want to create an architecture where you can basically access the same storage over multiple protocols at the same time. Which is, of course, challenging, as we're going to see. So for now, we were only looking at NFS and SMB. Of course, there has been, when we start the discussions around that, a lot of interest also in adding S3, right, which is kind of the new famous access protocol used by so many cloud components. That is something that we do not yet consider for our purposes, so we only focus really on NFS and for SMB. I try to paint a very poorly looking image that kind of visualizes what we have in mind. So we have some entity of storage. It could be a share, it could be a directory, it could be a storage system of some sort, but at least some small granular entity of storage. And then you have these multiple protocol heads sitting on top of that, accessing the same storage data at the same time. And then you have a myriad of all possible client combinations. I just put Linux and Windows clients here as the front-end consumers. We will go into details of all this architecture. So what is really the use case? Why are we actually really doing into why are we looking into this kind of infrastructure? So it's really about supporting just the whole suite of classic office use cases like Word, like LibreOffice and so forth. This is one of the messages that we at IBM got from our product managers. Even if you then consider Word as just a simple use case, if you're familiar with the payload that really the Word application puts on top of a network file system, it actually explores immediately all sorts of very complex aspects of these protocols. So it's everything, but for sure not an easy use case. But nonetheless, this is what people who were starting this discussion had in mind. Of course, we want to also allow the whole suite of developer tools, make Git, Python, compilers, you name it. These need to be supported by that architecture. Also, even web servers and maybe even simple databases. In particular, databases are going to be very challenging, as we're going to hear, but it's on the list as well. So if we start to allow supporting these use cases, we certainly really need to have a lot of focus on data consistency, right? Whatever we kind of allow between these protocols, we need to absolutely make sure that we don't put the storage in the central location at any risk. So we need to look very deeply at all aspects of file locking. We need to also make sure that we have a consistent understanding of how to deal with caching, be it the caching that the file system does, be it the caching algorithms which are exposed over these network protocols. And of course, all things related to authorization data must be very consistent, ACLs in particular. At no means we may ever slip access permissions in these kind of scenarios. Metadata, of course, needs to be dealt with as well. So has actually this been done before? And yes, of course, there are many proprietary solutions that provide this functionality to some sort, of course, always. In the field, there's NetApp Mixed Mode, VAST, Wicca, Nasuni, Dell EMC. It's an ongoing list. There are many new products who just look at this as well. Toxera even is considering doing this, I think, with a new NFS server. But these are all fully proprietary solutions, meaning they have their own file system, which they have under full control, and they also implement their own set of protocol servers on top of that. But there are also examples of at least a partly open-based solution. Cetera is one that I started looking into. I don't have many details on it right now. But there is the currently named IBM Storage Scale product, which have had a different name over the past. It's also an older product for IBM that uses the open source components, Samba and NFS Ganesha for the protocols, but provides its own proprietary file system called GPFS, which is a very mature and very well-performing file system. And their architecture, and we're going to touch a little bit on that as well, is all based on the kernel-based GPFS file system that they mount. So they mount really a file system as if it would be a local file system, and then they have these protocols just operating on the local files as if they were really local. And this is only possible to while leveraging a couple of integration pieces that in particular Samba provides to offload some of the complexity to the kernel itself. The three examples I gave here are kernel share modes, kernel oplocks, and POSIX locking. So aspects for locking mostly, and also for caching. But if you use this infrastructure and whatever, let the kernel, the Linux kernel, take the important decisions about access control and the locking in that example, then you will quickly identify a couple of limitations, because these kernel APIs, they have been designed at some time, so they kind of didn't catch up with the ongoing extensions of many of these algorithms, like for kernel leases, for example. So they didn't really change a lot. They're hard to implement, and then even sometimes they're not implemented in a way that we can easily consume them, or they're even not always following the specification fully. So it's a very inflexible way to kind of do any changes at the kernel level. This will have an impact on what we are planning to do. So there are examples, but is there also a standard? Is there kind of any attempt being made ever to specify this behavior or to do this architecture in some sort? The network protocols per se, as you know, they're well standardized and well defined and well documented. For the NFS specifications, there are various RFCs, there are industry-wide entities that really just look into defining all aspects and all extensions and improvements for the protocols over a long process of iterations. And so there's a lot of specification going on there as well. For SMB, not so much, because it was mostly a Microsoft-owned protocol, and only with the court decision that has been made, Microsoft was actually forced to finally document their protocols. But they did this in a really beautiful manner, not only specifying the properties that you will see on the network, but also document the client behavior. And that gives a person to implement the protocol a very good hint what is really the expectation. Does feature A, B, C? Is it optional? Is it really enforced? Will all Windows clients use it? And what happens if they are not, if these features are not supported, and so forth? So it kind of not only specifies the protocol per se, but also the client and server expectations and the behavior. Very different from the NFS specifications. They leave a lot of room for interpretation and for the optional character of implementing these features. That makes it way more difficult to come up with the standard way of implementing a specific feature, unlike SMB. But no one really made an attempt to kind of create an overlap and really create a specification for all these overlaying aspects. And there are so many similarities in the protocols, as you will see, that this sounds to be a very likely and easy thing to do, but it is not. There's a lot of detail which makes this very hard. So all these solutions that I mentioned, they all came up with their own way of doing a multi-protocol implementation, right? There's no specification that you just follow and write down and implement all things. It's really a lot about what can the infrastructure provide, what use cases do you want to support, what clients do you have even. But there is also the Microsoft Windows Server, and we, as we were both have a very strong Samba focus, obviously. So we always look, okay, what does Windows do? How does Windows behave? And maybe this is a good opportunity to consider this to be a reference implementation and learn from that and see if things can be derived from that. They do support this concurrent sharing over SMB and NFS for many years now. But of course, we want to be 100% open source based, so we will have to look also on what the servers can provide that we have accessible. Along with all these discussions, I mean, these are not new things. There is Volker Lendecke sitting behind over there. He made a wonderful paper, a great presentation at the Storage Developer Conference 2 years ago. To really explain all the different concepts, right? So the concept of a session, for example, how does that map in these two worlds, apart from all the more obvious things like locking and directory names and these sorts of things. So that's really a highly recommended start point to really start overseeing the complexity of really mapping these two worlds to one thing. Of course, when we now want to implement something, we want to learn from that. We want to build up on top of that. We don't want to kind of bring in any new protocol or protocol extensions to some sort. We would ideally really just use the completely unmodified NFS and SMB clients out there, be it in Windows, be it in Linux or wherever, and let them operate to one server without really being aware that there's really a multi-protocol infrastructure on the server side. So the server really needs to make sure that it understands all these problems and has a solution for all of them, or at least kind of has everything under control so that there is no exposure of any kind of undefined field, let's put it that way. So that said, we need to look at the components that we have at hand to really see what is available already. And see how these user-space implementations of SMB and of NFS can be modified appropriately if they don't already provide APIs that help us in our journey to implement it. And it is, of course, obvious that the file system which we are going to use really plays a key role. And as you know, we are also part of the Ceph organization. So, of course, our file system of choice, our storage system, is the Ceph infrastructure, where we have a lot of ways to